When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about how you can do anything you want in your life and make all your crazy ideas and goals into a reality. Buckle up and get ready to rumble because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Today's song is Neverland by Abstract and featuring Ruth B. The song is super relaxed. It's one of those songs you can have in the background and just kind of zen out, which is exactly what I feel like doing on this very dark and very rainy Monday afternoon. Anyway, enjoy the track, check out the artist, and let's get into the show. That you'll never be lonely. Ever since that day,
Peter Pan, that's what they call me. Promise that you never.
Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and one of the hardest things to do in life is to go for it. It's to have an idea and immediately take the first step to making it happen. Most of us never do that. What typically happens is we have an idea, we tell someone about that idea, we get excited for all of 10 minutes, and then life happens and it slowly fades into the back of our minds. That's not ideal. The truth is that the difference between someone who has attained their own personal level of success and someone who isn't even close is that ability to just go for it, to take something from a concept and turn it into reality. Sure, it doesn't always lead to success, but the chances are a hell of a lot better than if you were just to sit there and do nothing. And this applies everywhere. Success in every aspect of our lives can be boiled down to this one thing. If we want to save more money, we just have to stop spending so much. If we want to lose weight, we just have to eat better. If we want a stronger relationship, we just have to listen and care more. And of course, if we want more money, we just have to find a way to earn it. Here's a scenario from an article written on the Huffington Post titled, "Why We Don't Take Action on Our Ideas." The article is originally about creatives, so I've edited it slightly to better represent the general population. Quote, "The definition of insanity, as the saying goes, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. We all must be insane. Day in and day out, we go about our routine, telling ourselves we'll eventually make time to do something that matters. But days turn into weeks, weeks into months, and months into years, until one day we wake up and realize that we're not any closer to where we want to be." End quote. All right, so is it okay to assume that by this point you get it? In order to achieve anything or even to get close, we've got to do stuff. We've got to actually take that crazy thought and try our hardest to make it a reality. So then how do we actually do that? How do we take action on the things that we think about? Here are the three things that have worked personally for me in my life, and hopefully it helps you, but this is how I like to think about things. Number one, do one tiny thing. Often the biggest reason we don't go for our ideas is because they seem so huge. How are you ever possibly going to start a business? Well, you do it one step at a time. For some strange reason, we humans have an insane ability to make things far more complicated than they actually are. Adding to that, we also have a crazy ability to focus purely on the hard parts of doing something. And finally, we have the ability to disqualify an entire path just because we can't figure out the answer to those hard parts. But here's the thing, that hard bit, that thing you're so worried about, it's probably months or even years away. You don't need to worry about how you're going to hire people right now. You don't need to worry about whether or not you'll have to kill off a character in your novel. And you don't need to worry about whether or not you're able to do a push-up. Those concerns are so far away. All you should be focused on is how you're going to start whatever it is you want to start. How you're going to start working out or writing your book or whatever it is. Just how are you going to start it? Focus on that first tiny step and get the journey started. The hard stuff will make more sense when you reach to that point because countless unexpected things will happen along the way. So just focus on starting instead of worrying about the hard thing. Number two. Learn. Now, if you thought learning stopped when you graduated from college, then honestly, you're missing the point of this whole life thing. Life is about learning. Your career is about learning. Your finances, your relationships, your health, it's all about consuming information and making decisions based on that information. The same applies here. If you have a crazy idea and you don't know how to do it, go learn how to do it. It's simple, right? If you want to build a website, go learn how to build one, or go learn how to hire someone to build one. If you want to write a book, start writing and then learn how to write better. If you want to lose weight, learn how to eat better or learn how to exercise or learn both. We never stop learning. If we do, then we've lost. And honestly, this should help you feel a little bit better about whatever big thing it is you're trying to do. There's nothing to be scared of because anything you don't know how to do can be learned. Any challenge you'll face on your journey will have a solution that you can either learn or develop yourself based on all the other things that you have learned. So chill out. Your brain is so much more powerful than you give it credit for, and you're capable of learning anything you may need to make this thing happen. Which brings me to the third step. Just go for it. This is basically the point of this entire episode. Just go for it. Start small. Pick the tiniest thing you can do to start the process. Spend your time learning how to handle the bigger, scarier things, and then use all of that to make decisions day to day. If you want to write a novel, maybe the small step you can take is to write your overview. Then from there, you can learn how to approach writing a book. And then you start writing and applying everything you've learned. Now, I can't promise you a bestseller, but you'll definitely get a book written if you do it long enough. Want to lose weight? Maybe the small step you can take is to skip the donuts or dessert today. Then from there, you can start learning about macronutrients and micronutrients and caloric intake and proper exercise and different kinds of eating systems. Then you apply everything you learned to your own life and start making decisions. Now, I can't promise you'll have a six pack, but you'll definitely go down a size or two. Listen, the point here is pretty basic. If you want something, just go for it. You have the ability to do anything and everything you need to do or solve any problem you may come across. So what is there to be afraid of? Pick a small step that you can act on immediately, like right after you finish listening to this episode. Then start learning everything you can about whatever it is, and then apply all of that and keep moving forward. If you can do that, then you'll officially be able to create anything you want in your life given enough time, enough luck, and enough effort. That's it for episode 58. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show, please remember to subscribe. Also, if you'd like to sign up for the weekly newsletter, where I'll send you links to all the episodes as well as any other cool news or resources, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470 right now and get yourself signed up. And for those of you outside of the United States, do not worry. I have a website that is currently being redesigned that you will be able to join the newsletter as well. So I will keep you posted on that. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.
Every day. Every day. To call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that I'll never be alone. Since that day.
on me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. Be the fan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. Be the fan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely.
In these fast times, chasing lifelines for a lifetime. I've had my heart in the right place at the wrong time with the right girl in another world. Maybe we would be together still. If you hate us and resent that.